In Montreal and Laval, ambulance workers are on strike. Some 3,300 Quebec paramedics affiliated with the CSN union launched their labor action on Sunday. It's an unlimited strike, but one that disrupts workers' administrative duties rather than service to the public. To learn more about what workers are asking for, we're joined by Charles Duff Murdoch, a Montreal paramedic and union representative for the CSN. Here's our conversation. We heard that paramedic workers have been on strike throughout the province, including here in Montreal. I'd like to talk about what exactly is at issue here. Obviously, you're in negotiations. You know, what brought it to the point that you said, okay, we have to go beyond the bargaining table and put the employer's feet in the fire a little bit?
I mean, we've been without a work contract with the government for over 2 years already. Historically, we're used to being last because usually the government won't start negotiating with us until the nurses are done, which happened about a year ago at this point. We did want to give the government a chance to try and negotiate with us without us necessarily being on strike, but unfortunately, they're just not taking the opportunity. Their offers that they've sent us so far really don't seem to be very serious. So it's bringing us to the point where we have to be on strike now.
And so what is that looking like on the ground for people who are calling 911, who are looking to get some medical help? What's the situation there as well?
I want to start by saying they don't have to worry at all about the striking there. I know it could be a little scary when you hear the word strike, but in an essential service like the one we have, we're obviously not going to drop our keys and, you know, tell everybody to just figure it out and go to the hospital however they can, right? So, no. So if you call 911, we're going to respond. All calls are going to be responded to as usual, and there won't be any delays related to the strike on us responding on calls either. Most of our strike tactics are actually going to have much more of an administrative impact only. We're going to stop filling up paperwork, so that includes the billing. We're not going to do the patient registrations when we go to the hospital the way we used to. There won't be any patient information shared from the paramedic to our companies, except for obviously medical issues and medical treatments that we give. That's obviously going to be given to the hospital there because that's very important. And we're also going to ask our paramedic supervisors to come out of their offices, and they're going to have to come on the ambulance with us to help us out on the road for about 3 or 4 hours.
Let's talk more about what's on the table. So what is the main sticking point between the province's offer and workers' demands?
Of course. Well, the first offer that was dropped by the government is essentially a regression of just about every aspect of the job that we have right now. So it's the first time for paramedics since 1984 that they're actually offering us a pay cut on our current salary. They're also cutting on our pay incentives related to workload. They're reducing their contribution to our pension plan, and they're asking us with all that to give in more availability and be more flexible. So it's not very hard to see why we're not very happy with that that offer.
And the pay cut, is that compared to inflation pay cut, or is it a pay cut plain and simple? Like, what does that look like on paper, I guess?
It actually technically goes back to our last work agreement that we had dealt with the government in 2022. The paramedics last time asked for a revaluation of their tasks along with the new pay scale that comes with it, because the job itself for paramedics has extremely evolved throughout the years. You know, the days where you would just pick up a patient, load them up in the ambulance, and drive as fast as you can to the hospital are long gone. You know, now we're actually going to want to stay usually on scene. We're going to evaluate the situation. We're going to treat you, whether with medication or with different medical equipment, and we're going to bring you after that to the appropriate hospital to take care of your issue. So they offered us a pay raise that was scaled to what they thought the revaluation would be in the end. This was 2 or 3 years ago. Now you fast forward to today, and unfortunately they did the revaluation and decided that finally, no, you're not worth the increase that we had initially offered you before. So the second that we accept a new work agreement, they're actually automatically going to be taking back money from the previous negotiation.
And you mentioned that the job has changed a lot. You're saying that there's other strains on the job. It's not just a salary situation that is...
Oh, absolutely. That's it. It's just that they're asking us to do more with less and to do it quicker. And it's just we already feel like the elastic band is stretched as far as it can. And a lot of people are either leaving the profession altogether, not necessarily because they don't like the job, but just the work conditions that surround it are just unbearable after a while. I also feel that it is this government's real last chance at really showing not only paramedics, but the rest of the healthcare workers in Quebec, just how much they appreciate their workers, just because, as we know, there is an elective year coming up in the next year. And if things just keep going the way it is, I feel like it could end up hurting them. And a lot of people are going to see this government in a negative way.
Well, yeah, only time will tell if the government responds and how they do. But Charles Duff Murdoch, thank you so much for coming on CKUT to talk about all that.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having us.
On the province's side, Treasury Board President Sonia Lebel took to X, formerly known as Twitter, to comment on the strike on Monday. She writes, quote, "Having a negotiation mandate does not mean the government must accept all union demands. It's clearly stated at the table that the 17.4% was achievable in exchange for concessions, as was the case for all other unions that settled." The CSN, meanwhile, says that with the pay readjustment the government is asking for, Quebec's real offer is far lower than 17.4%. Negotiations will continue throughout this week. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.